senior Dalton Oki this year. Junior forward Cody Seaman, and he has provided scoring touch that is essential for the team's success. What the biggest key, I think, for the Pirates tonight is ball control and foul shooting. Foul shooting especially, because we're talking about a team foul shooting is roughly around 56%. That is not cutting it. But you know, Sandusky, they shoot 60%. So it's all very close within a small window of points.
Well, the Pirates tail, they start out the season 3-0 with a 14-point point average margin of victory, including defeating Bad Axe by 6 points at home. But then Harbor Beach lost three straight games over the holidays to Waterford Our Lady, who, not to mention, is undefeated and ranked in Class D, I believe, in second place currently. They lost then to Packett home and then at Vassar. Since then, though, Harbor Beach has won 11 of their past 12 games, losing only to USA in overtime, 61-64. In the entire month of February, the most defense gave up was 48, and that was to Memphis, a game in which the starters were benched before halftime.
Tell you the truth, when we talk about tonight's game, both teams want this game badly. But you know, only one's going to emerge with that W. And so basically, each one of these squads wants to prove themselves tonight. It's almost like the start of a season.
Harbor Beach is currently on a 7-game win streak dating back to January 30th. Tonight wraps up the regular season for the Pirates. This is the second straight season that Harbor Beach will not have completed a 20-game schedule due to weather. They play Lakers on Monday in districts. We are 11 and a half minutes away from tipping off here in Sandusky, Michigan at the Mark S. Hunn Gymnasium on the Al DeMott Court in the county seat of San Lance. Captain Francis John Mooney with your call tonight on the WLEW Sports Network. We'll return with a breakdown of the Sandusky Redskins right after this.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops, with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney. Also our director of social media, the original director of social media, Kayla Carson, tagging along here in Sandusky, Michigan. You can, of course, listen live and worldwide at WLEWsports.com or by downloading the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. And we're being told we have listeners all over the world tonight. Dubai, India, Bangladesh,
Japan, Korea,
Baltimore. Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, and Satellite Beach, Florida, or being told.
Maybe even the Seattle area.
Not quite sure where our Coast Guard cutters are. Perhaps the Polar Star down in the Atlantic or Antarctic Circle might be listening to as well. Well, the Sandusky Redskins are 11-7 overall, and they're 6-2 in league play. That puts them in second place in the GTC East, 2 games behind Harbor Beach, unfortunately too much to make up. This marks the third season for head coach Tristan Pennington at Harbor Beach, or at Sandusky. Each year seeing progress in the right direction, with this being the first winning season for Sandusky since 2012. Overall, Sandusky scores 46.4 points, while their defense allows 41.8, making a 4.6-point advantage for the Redskins. It seems to be all or nothing in their wins or losses, though. When they win, Sandusky scores 51 and allows 38, winning by 13. In their seven losses, Sandusky scores only 39 points, and they give up 48, 9 points in the wrong direction. At home, Sandusky is 6-3 on the season, losing to USA, Reese, and Grosse Pointe Woods University Liggett. That's quite the name for Scrabble. Nothing to be ashamed of there. Key home victories include Marlette, Brown City, and Kingston. They on average score 47 points while allowing 42.8 at home, a 4.2-point advantage. Sandusky is a perfect 3-0 at home in divisional play, with two more to go, including tonight, the other being Memphis tomorrow. When the Redskins play at home in the Greater Thumb East, they bring with them an 8-point advantage, 52-54. John Mooney, why don't you take us through the Sandusky lineup?
Well, I'll tell you what, Clark. Coach Tristan Pennington, the Sandusky Redskins, if they are going to go ahead and avenge that 11-point loss at the hands of the Pirates, they better find something and something fast. And what they need to find is at least two more hands, two more options other than Danny Hale, because it's Danny Hale that carries this team. They've got the firepower. You got people like Brandon Potter, for example, who's a junior. Josh DeCam, who's a junior. They can pick up the scoring. And there's a few other young men like Jacob Lasecki, for example. He has the potential as well. Off the bench, Connor Green has the potential to go ahead and light it up a little bit. Joe Stone, and also Justin Miller, a junior three-point sniper. These are the people to listen for tonight, folks, because if Sandusky has a shot at tonight to put the first blemish on the Pirates' season as far as the GTC East, then those kids have to show up tonight.
The Redskins tail through January 9th, Sandusky was two games below 500, actually, sitting at 3-5. Since that point, the Red and Black have only lost twice while securing eight victories, which puts them at 11-7. In the first eight games of the season, the Redskins scored just 43.1 points compared to 42.5 on defense. Since they defeated KPAC and began a five-game win streak, the margin of victory drastically increases. In those 10 games since, Sandusky has scored 49.1 on average to 41.4, 7.7 points in their favor. Sandusky is currently on a two-game losing streak, defeating Ubley and Brown City. Their only two losses since January 9th include at Harbor Beach by 9 and at Marlette by 4. Sandusky concludes the regular season tomorrow when they host Memphis, a makeup game from Tuesday. 5 minutes away from tipping off on the WLEW Sports Network, Sandusky hosting the Harbor Beach Pirates on the WLEW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Oberski, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big national impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Oberski or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Oberski, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey.